Guys, go check out our Patreon where you can get our daily morning show and next week's episode today. Welcome back to the basement yard. Danny, how you doing?
What up, Doe?
Keith, how you doing back there? He's got the hat on.
He looks like a private eye.
He does. Looks like Inspector Gadget.
But private Keith.
He's inspecting your children or something. It's not a great picture.
Not a great picture. Great pillow, though.
Lovely pillow.
Sensational pillow choice.
My sister got it for me for... she actually got me like 30 pillows, and they were all different pictures of Keith and different sizes, and it was a glorious morning. So
she wrapped each individual
pillow? No, she just left them on the couch in the morning.
Smart.
It came
down. That would have been a lot.
Oh, yeah. That's a ton.
That would have been a lot. How you been? You been okay?
I've been good.
Yeah.
I've been good.
That's nice.
But you?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
Why are we asking each other?
I don't know.
I see you every day.
I don't know.
I don't know. Super Bowl, didn't see you then.
Did not see me in the
We didn't watch the Super Bowl together.
No, I was in Florida.
Lovely game, and I'm talking about the halftime show.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the actual game. The game was okay. It was whatever.
Best halftime show in a longsy time.
Yeah, you're right. And it's not even because I was erect. It was because it was just a good show.
Yeah.
You know?
It was just a good
show. Even though I was a little bit tiny... erect.
Tiny bonered.
What?
Yeah. Well, that for you is, you know, that's one of those things where...
I mean, this is Jennifer Love Lopez here.
Yeah.
That was called Jennifer Love Hewitt.
The only problem I had with the Super Bowl is that we didn't get an appearance for Mr. 305.
He was on the pre-show.
I know, but you got to bring Mr. 305 out at halftime. He's Mr. 305.
He is Mr. 305, and they were in the 305. Why wasn't the Mr. of the land there?
He's the Mr. of the 305s. Should have been there.
Should have been.
Black suit, black leather gloves.
White suit.
White suit.
Let's be
honest. Yeah. It's either all black or all white.
Yeah.
Black gloves.
Sunglasses.
Fucking Dale in it up.
Yeah. And shiny bald noggin.
Shiny bald noggin.
My sister said she like gets like a weird like a weird vibe from him, like a rapey vibe almost.
Yeah, I could see it.
A little rapey.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy. I'm sure he's a nice guy.
Sure, he's a great dude.
Makes nice music.
Yeah.
Just looks like he might take advantage.
He's a sketchy looking guy. He kind of looks like a shaved animal, like some kind of animal that is shaved.
Yeah, like a tall bird of sorts.
Yeah, like a featherless bird.
Mm. Yeah.
So you can't shave a bird. You have to pluck a bird.
I could shave a bird.
You think you could take a razor and shave a bird?
Well, I would use a trimmer. But I could shave that bird.
Could you trim a bird?
I'm pretty sure you could trim a bird. I also think that would be less, like, painful. Because plucking sucks.
Yeah.
You ever get plucked by like an Asian woman?
Yeah. I've been plucked.
It hurts.
Yeah.
You ever been threaded?
No, I've never been threaded.
Me neither.
I've been waxed, though. So I've been plucked.
I've been waxed...
Where?
I haven't gotten at my, like, I did it as, like, a, like, at my sister, like, wax my arm or something.
Oh, no, yeah. I've done my whole back. I've done my pube ridge.
My pube ridge.
I've got my pube ridge waxed.
Yeah, I've never been threaded, but that looks like it hurts the most. It looks like that someone has a, like, they're, like, playing with a yo-yo.
Yeah.
And somehow, like, fixing your eyebrows.
That's
the craziest thing.
That's like, you know how like stand-up comedians, they do stand-up and then like go into movies? That's what like professional yo-yoers do. They do yo-yoing for a while.
And they go into threading
and
eyebrows.
And they go into threading eyebrows.
That's just a fact. It's
fucking
just a known
easy.
Fact. Yeah, exactly.
It's just, that's like a major setback in time. It's like, dude, we have like lasers and shit. Like, why wouldn't you just get your eyebrows lasered?
Got that thread.
You know? Or you just want some little Asian woman in the mall to fucking rock your cradle.
Yeah. Walk, sleep your dog.
Yeah, let's fucking sleep the dog on
Wait,
you.
Wait, what's it called?
Walk the dog.
Damn, sleep your dog's fucking scary.
It was rock the cradle, which you would open the one and then she would go like that.
Yeah, like a pendulum.
Yeah, like a pendulum.
Yeah.
How do you spell pendulum?
It's a pendulum.
Yeah. I don't know how to spell that word. And the only reason I know the word pendulum is from a fucking Linkin Park song when he's like, with the pendulum swing.
Watch the time go right out the window.
That's the only reason I know the word pendulum.
Dude, Linkin Park is such a weird band because I feel like people who even liked like hip hop more, like knew, like would be into like that screamo just for that, like,
hell
that
yeah.
album. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, nah, we all fell apart. I was like, yo, I
what it meant to be, will eventually, and you're like, I'm gonna go yell at my mom.
Yeah, and then like Jay-Z did shit with them.
Yeah,
which like kind of solidified it.
Yeah, they were then they were just, you know.
I was listening to nothing but hardcore hip hop at that point, but then like Linkin Park, I was like, okay.
She's like, I'll listen to some screamo.
Yeah.
I'll scream it
to
everything my
you say to me.
Don't be closer to yet. And I'm about to break. Yeah, and you're like, yo, what
I was like,
saying?
I am about to break.
Like, you broke me already.
I don't want to take this anymore. I was like,
tell
I don't want to take it.
I said before.
And then I don't know, but he goes off.
Don't make no sense.
I'm in nothing ignorant.
Over and over again.
Just like before. That song is amazing, yo. I forgot about how good.
Get that album, kid.
Yeah, bro. Hybrid Theory.
Oh.
Yeah, man. Song was an absolute knocker.
Also, like, the fucking front, the cover of their albums all look like different Metal Gear Solid games.
Yeah, and I was like, do I put this in my CD player or my PlayStation? I don't understand which one to fucking do here.
Dude, they all look like
they did.
Fucking,
they all look like
I'm
video
like,
game
why
covers.
Why does this look like it's made out of, like, the material that a gun's made? It looks like it's Teflon.
Yo, album covers used to be so much cooler, man. That's the only thing that the digital era kind of killed was like owning like the physical album cover.
Yeah.
Like even like Limp Bizkit's shitty one when it was just like all them like as cartoons.
Oh, God.
Or like the chocolate starfish and chocolate flavored dogfish water. Whatever the name of that fucking album was.
I don't even know, bro. I couldn't tell you
one album.
I think
it was a chocolate starfish and the hot dog flavored water was the name of an album.
Oh, wow, you're so edgy.
Yeah. What does that even mean? Chocolate starfish is your asshole, by the way.
Yeah, for sure. That's that I know.
Yeah.
Or like, who was Take Off Your Pants and Jacket?
Oh,
Simple Plan?
Might have been them.
Or Take Off. Or that might have been Blink-182.
Like I know they were like, they were Enema of the State. A lot of sexual puns and innuendos.
They were like punk rock bands, so it's like, yo, fuck the system. Let's talk about like assholes, but not really.
Yeah, let's do Enema of the State. Get it? Like,
yeah,
Enemy
like,
of the State?
Take off your pants and your jacket, but it's also take off your pants and jacket. Fooled everyone.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, dude. You're fucking awesome. You're also a grown man.
So me and Frankie were talking on the Stank. Cheap plug. We were talking about the hardest Guitar Hero songs to play. Because
the fire and the flames.
Because Frankie's been posting all over the place that he's been playing Guitar Hero, and he played it on Twitch the other night, and I was very upset that we weren't able to play it here that day when we were supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking asshole. Guy said he had everything in his car, doesn't have it.
He doesn't have any of it?
Didn't have any of it.
Oh my God.
Guy's a liar.
Yeah.
But I would say Psycho Billy Freakout used to fuck my shit.
Oh, it's a Psycho Billy Freakout! And then all of a sudden I'm like, well...
Yeah, this isn't a thing.
At this point.
This isn't a thing. You ever smash a guitar?
No, actually.
Michael, three. Broke three of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn it!
Yo, just fuck! And just bash, bash, bash. And I'd be like, yo, come on, yo. He'd be like, what? I'm just like, okay.
My dad used to like hate Guitar Hero because he was like, why don't you, instead of spending your time playing that fake guitar, why don't you pick up a real guitar and play the real thing?
So funny because like on South Park, that's like what Randy says to Stan.
Yeah.
He's like, you don't want to know how he's like how to play real guitar? So they're playing like Carry Onward, Way My Son.
Carry Onward?
Onward, Way My Son. I just said.
Carry Onward. Wait, someone weigh my son.
Carry Onward. Wait.
But
wait,
also,
weigh my son.
Carry
my
on my wayward son. What does
carry
that mean?
On my wayward.
What's a wayward? Is a wayward like a ship?
Yeah, I don't know. Carry on my wayward son.
Is that like carry on my legacy? What is a wayward?
Yeah. You know
what are these fucking classic rock hicks singing about?
I don't know.
What is a wayward? If you had to guess what a wayward is.
A wayward, upward and onward.
Difficult to control or predict because of unusual or perverse behavior.
Ew, my son's a pervert?
I guess.
Carry on my pervert ways?
What is this?
Carry on my wayward son. Yeah. Or carry on, like, go on with yourself, you perverted son.
Dude, what the fuck? I don't think... That's a great song.
Mr. Marsh, real guitars are gay.
Is that what he says?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, John the Fisherman was hard.
I don't really remember a lot of songs. I remember I used to play the Killer song all the time. When you were young. Yeah, dude.
Like, this is a whammy bar the shit out of that thing.
You ever play Guitar Hero and then you're trying to like...
It won't go. Won't go to superstar mode.
What's it called? I'm superstar. Trying to flip this fucking guitar. And it's like, come on. I'm doing it.
It's the best, bro. This really was the best.
It's a good time.
Yeah, it was a great time.
And then you go to, you know, Dave and Buster's. There's an Asian kid fucking shredding it. And you're like, well, I suck.
Well, Shannon was nice, apparently.
Shannon was filthy.
Just an absolute filth monster with it.
Yeah, she would come home and she would just be like, she would just stand there like this. Her face was like this. Mad weird. She was nice.
Just fucking crushing.
Yeah, she was nice. She was an expert, like, immediately.
Expert level?
Yeah. I could play expert right now.
No way.
I could.
There's no way.
I've done it. Like, I used to play expert back in the day, but yeah. Then I went to a Dave and Buster's like a year ago, and they had Guitar Hero, and I did Sweet Child of Mine. It wasn't great. It was like 82%.
Okay.
But I did it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. I don't think I could do expert. My pinky's not ready for that orange button.
Oh, yeah.
that orange button just fucking...
I hate when you have to go back and forth. Those things where it's like...
I knew a dude that would...
just the Shakira button.
Yeah, we got to get into that, too. My buddy used to do it like a sleetar. Like, he would lay it on his lap.
Oh, fuck your buddy.
And play the shit like this. Like...
Oh, your brother, your whoever that is, a piece of shit.
I was like, that's not the essence of the game here.
It's, you're not a superstar.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
You used to fight over the Freebird solo. Everybody would.
Oh, yeah.
But baby. When you start cheering your buddy on.
I'm like, yeah, there's.
It's like, yo, you got it? Yeah, I got this one.
Fire, dude. I would pick up a guitar and not even be playing. Still be like trying to hit the.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
It's so fucking cool. But yeah, shout out to Shakira for the little, the little bird.
Catches some heat.
You?
A lot of people.
For what?
Because apparently that's like a Lebanese like party sound. Don't know that.
No, that's a universal party sound.
Yeah. Also, though, it's a universal turkey sound.
Yeah, that's a voice of a turkey.
Yeah.
If you want to get a little racist, it's also like an Indian sound. This one. Oh, isn't it?
Native American.
Well, yeah.
You know, listen,
I said we were going racist for a second. Yeah. I said it.
I understand it.
If we're going to dip our toe in that pool, that's all I'm saying.
Go all the way for it. But apparently, it's like a Lebanese thing that, like, going like, it was like party in Lebanese.
That doesn't mean it's not funny.
That's what listen, man. If someone acts like a turkey in front of 70 million people, I want to see it.
Dude, she little in front of everyone.
Yeah.
You can't just little, and then we're just going to be like, hey, you know what? They're having that's a party over
there. The internet's going to take that moment. Everybody went on the internet as soon as that blah, 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 blah came out. Yeah. Everybody went on the internet.
Dude, I did. I posted
I tweeted
little...
immediately. I said I knew it. This entire time, I knew Shakira was a turkey.
I enjoy doing this. It makes sense why they do it. Next, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. I'm going to do it now,
too. I'm just going to do it.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah. The entire world went at some point after that.
Yeah.
So many people.
Dude, the show was... it was so funny because the show was just like... Everyone was just in awe. No one was really saying anything. Like, at least where I was watching. Like, no one was really saying anything. They were just like in awe of this show. It was like amazing. And all of a sudden, she just like gets in the camera and she's like... And then, like, it goes onto the stage and starts dancing. And then no one said a word. As soon as it ended, someone was like, yeah, what was that thing that Shakira did? What the fuck was she doing?
What was that turkey sound?
Why is she turkey?
I thought it was, like, something for her kids, maybe. Like, her kid, like, loves, like, turkey sounds.
I thought you just got caught up in the, you know, where's she from?
She's from, oh, fuck. I'm supposed to know this. Not Colombia. Actually, she might be from Colombia.
Shakira. Where are you from? Where are you from, lady?
I think she's from Colombia.
By the way, Shakira, 42. Yeah, she's Colombian.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think she just got caught up in a good old fashioned Colombian time.
And she's married to PK.
Oh yeah. I didn't know what you said. At first.
Soccer players.
Yeah. But yeah, I think she just was having a good old Colombian time and then got caught up in the moment. It was just like, I just need to like exert like a fucking, like just like, yeah. She was moving up there.
Yeah, man.
Dude, they were a collective 92 years old up there.
Damn, dude, shaking ass.
Yes.
Yo, J-Lo's fucking pussy power slide right into your TV? Right into your living room?
Insane.
Yeah, that power.
Dude,
that
she pussy slid power right slide. At me, and I literally just went. I tried to catch her.
Yeah, tried to fucking Shakira that right
into that. Yeah, dude, it was crazy. It was crazy. I was watching J-Lo, and I'm just like, I just can't. So many people tweeted me like, I wonder what Joe's doing right now. I was like, I'm not even speaking right now.
I knew the pussy power slide was going to come at some
point. No, you didn't.
Because here's why.
But she had knee pads on?
No. There was just too much separation in the front. And I was like, she's going to have to come back at some point to slide this puss. And I was like,
you didn't know she was going to slide in
there. I wasn't 100% sure that she was going to slide her puss, but I knew that some kind of power slide was coming. I just didn't know it was going to be a puss slide.
Yeah. There was actually a thing on my book of whether J-Lo was going to have butt cleavage or not.
Yeah.
So I was going to bet it, but then I didn't end up betting it because I put in a bunch of other stuff. But when Shakira was like up first and then they showed J-Lo, she was wearing like a Van Helsing jacket.
And I was like, no.
Yeah. I was like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she was wearing that jacket and I was just like, yo, there's no way she can. And then she took it off.
Yeah. And then I was like,
why did we have the jacket?
Yeah, you got to start clothed. That's how it works.
She was clothed.
There was a picture of J-Lo and Shakira earlier in the week on Instagram. Shakira, beautiful woman.
Super.
But they took a picture next to each other.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even close bananas.
Well, it's not close bananas.
You know, and I was like, hold up, wait a second. This is very nice. J-Lo took a picture with a fan. And then I said, oh my God, it's Shakira.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. You know, Shakira is dressed like a 12-year-old and J-Lo's dressed as J-Lo is. Tits were popping, all pushed up together. Doesn't have big tits, but she was popping them, you know? So I was like, oh, this is nice. You take a picture with a kid, and it's Shakira. And
a child? You thought it was a child?
I'll show you the picture. I'll show you the picture, and you're going to be like, okay, I get it.
I'm looking it up. You thought it was a children?
I just thought it was like a fan down there that just like happened to be like Miami. Some like Cuban refugee that was there to like take a picture.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, I was just like, here we go.
What was she wearing? What was...
J-Lo was wearing white, and her tits were popping. Oh, yeah, and it's, swipeable.
This one.
That doesn't look like Shakira.
Yeah, no.
Right?
It just, yeah.
And then there's one of them up close, too, where it doesn't look... Shakira looks like a fan.
Well, yeah, Shakira's got this, like...
Horrible outfit on.
I think that's a Guns N' Roses shirt.
Yeah, it's just a terrible outfit. She looks like a... She's dressed like a 13-year-old, like, eighth grader.
Here's my thing, right? So this is the picture of Shakira, right?
Yeah.
This woman is 42.
Yeah.
And she could be 17.
Yeah, she could play a 17-year-old girl in a movie, and I'd be... Now, go to the other side.
What's the other side? Oh, this side.
It is Yala.
How you doing?
Yeah, no.
Jennifer.
You know what I'm talking about, eh?
Oh, my God.
So that's tough. That's tough already. But I really do think that Shakira kind of won the dance exchange. I think J-Lo was a little bit extra getting fucking flipped over and doing all these flip-sadoodles. I don't mind it. But what I'm saying, it's like Shakira's like, hey, watch this. And then J-Lo's got to, like, get all these little kids involved, and I didn't know what that was
about. That was her kid, you dumb bitch.
I know it was her daughter, and I was like, okay, what's going on? Why does your daughter get to perform at Super Bowl? Shakira got kids, too. I don't know if Shakira's kids were there, but what I'm saying is this.
Maybe they don't sing.
Shakira's hips didn't lie the entire time.
Of course they didn't. But, they don't lie. That's the whole point.
But J-Lo's maybe have lied just a little bit from being a little bit too extra.
They didn't lie. First of all, J-Lo, Jenny from Da Block.
Yeah, not Da Block. About. We're talking about Da
Block.
We're
talking about Jenny from Da Block, not yeah. Wedding planner J-Lo.
No.
She was up on that pole, and she lowered herself using her legs.
Yeah, but I've seen that already.
So it doesn't
I saw
matter.
It in the movie Hustlers.
So what? It's just as impressive.
I just saw that entire movie with no dialogue. I watched an old man watch it on the plane because I was afraid to watch it on the plane and get judged by my fellow flyers.
Yeah.
I don't want to fucking look at titties while there's 78 people around me.
I told you one time I watched Gone Girl on a plane next to a 7-year-old.
Oh, nice.
You remember that movie?
Yeah, it was gross.
So anyone who's not familiar with the movie Gone Girl, I wasn't, but I had heard that it won all these awards.
Yeah.
But it was up for a bunch of awards.
It was.
So I was on a plane back from LA and I was by myself and I was sitting next to 7-year-old and his huge mother.
Old and fat thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was.
Good thing she was in the middle seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish she was because of this. And I was watching Gone Girl, had no idea what it was about. And everything's fine. It's like a thriller, whatever, for the most part. But then there's a scene at the end where there's a Zeg scene.
Zegzy.
There's a Zeg scene. And during said Zegs, I look over and the kid's glued to titties on my screen. And I'm like, damn. So I'm trying to lower the brightness on the TV and
shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the kid, and then in the movie, the woman cuts open someone's neck. And there's blood pouring onto tits now.
Yeah.
And now this children is watching.
This children watching.
Is watching blood pour onto tits probably for the first time.
Yeah.
And I didn't look in that direction anymore because I was like, I just, and then I skipped ahead after that because I wasn't expecting this to happen.
No, no, no. Of course not.
And I could feel the heat from his mother just staring at me, and I'm like trying to skip and get the hell out of it, but that's if you're gonna watch a movie on a plane, make sure it's either a cartoon or a movie you've seen before, because don't try this because it could be a sex scene or whatever. Actually, on the way to Miami, a guy was watching Hustlers right next to me, this Indian man.
Yeah, I watched a guy, yeah,
and he turned to me and we made eye contact and we're both kind of like, yeah, fucking
pussy. I shared a thumbs up with my guy too.
We didn't actually thumbs up, but in our heads we were like, yeah, fucking pussy sick.
Yeah, like he looked around and like locked eyes with me. Like, you're gonna look around like, is this okay type of thing.
Yeah, and then one person being like,
don't worry about it, man. I was like, go for it.
Yeah, dude, drop it low. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Make the brightness up. Let's see that thing.
Then there was like the montage where she's teaching like the Asian girl how to like dance and shit. And I was just like, okay. All right, I'm into this montage.
Well, I never saw the movie.
Oh, well, you should see it.
Yeah.
If you're a J-Lo fan, you should see it.
Oh, I'm a J-Lo fan.
Yeah. I think you see slight butthole. Slight.
Her hole?
Like, a part of her butthole comes out. There's, like, a scene. Like, you know when those strippers do, like, that straight, like, they hold under their butt? Like, if they lay on their back and they hold their legs like this.
Uh-huh.
So, like, they're up like this.
And then they open their legs.
And then they open their legs like this.
Like a flower.
Yeah, like a
blooming.
Yes, yeah, like an orchid.
Like a blooming onion.
Yeah. It was like a blooming onion. And then, like, a little bit of her butthole comes out.
You wait.
And I slowed it down.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, yeah. I got it home. And I slowed it down. And I broke it down frame by frame to see if there's J-hole.
There's J-hole.
Yeah, so I was looking for J-hole. So
wait, was so there was some,
I broke
there
this,
was discoloration.
I color corrected. I enhanced the color. I brought up the brightness, and I broke this thing down frame by frame. You do see J-hole.
There's J-hole in Hustlers.
There's J-hole in Hustlers. Available on demand now.
And people believe in the Mandela effect? Come on.
Yeah. No, this is real. This is real. I had to break it down. Frame by frame by frame. It was like the fucking JFK footage. that's how much work I did. I color corrected it and slowed it down.
Yeah.
This pewter, Saputer film or whatever it's called.
Who?
I think that's what it's called.
Saputer?
Saputer.
I don't know. I don't know where you're going.
Yeah, I don't know. But whatever. Whatever. I broke it down. I saw J-Hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for her though.
Damn, I haven't seen J-Hole.
Yeah. Cardi B's not bad in it either. I mean, she's playing herself, but she's not bad in it.
Acting, or are you talking about like
acting?
Acting or the way that she appears?
I'm not the biggest Cardi B looks fan.
Uh-huh.
A whole bunch of people one time said I looked like Cardi B and it really bothered me.
You look like Cardi D.
Shut up, bro.
Damn, you're Cardi D.
No,
bro.
I'm not.
I'm going to make merch with you as Cardi B with tits and long ass fingernails and like braids and shit.
That's Cardi D. Do you think I look like Cardi B?
I don't know.
No.
No, you look like
Cardi B. A whole bunch of people said I looked like Cardi B on Instagram.
You're a large man who's got the same skin tone, maybe, and you got a beard. You don't look like Cardi B.
So many people said it. I'm going to show you the post, and it bothered me for the whole day.
But you are Cardi D, though.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Okay.
The nails.
Yeah.
Okay. I just combined them. I combined them. Combound?
I thought combound was a word. It's not.
Yeah, it was. It didn't feel good coming out.
Yeah. I farted on your floor earlier today.
You sat down on the ground?
Yeah, I was stretching a little bit because my back's been a little bit tight.
Uh-huh.
And
you let one off.
I let one off, and I really got reminded why you don't fart on wooden floors anymore.
It hurts. It claps back at you.
It felt like I sat in lava for a second.
Yeah.
And blew me up.
When you fart on a wood, like if you're naked.
Oh my God.
And you fart on a floor, it feels like you sat on a scorpion.
Yeah, it does.
It's like, oh shit.
You know those videos?
It fucking gets you.
It's those videos of like, when like in Russia where like they make those people sit down and an airbag goes off and shoots them 75 feet in the air.
Yeah.
It's like a very small version of that. You're like, ooh.
Definitely, I've sat on the ground and farted, and I felt like my body went up like this much.
Yeah, your body definitely elevates a little bit.
And I don't know if that's just my cheeks trying to let the air just escape. Please get out. But I'm lifted off of the ground.
I don't know what it is about farts and wood that they just don't work well together.
They don't mix.
They
don't work well together. Yeah.
Like, I feel like I could fart on like a, what are those like a glossy floors called?
Like marble?
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I never know. It's like a tile floor.
Like a tile.
There we go.
Yeah, a tile.
There we go.
Oh, you can fart on tile. Nothing happens.
I feel like the tile absorbs it, spreads it throughout.
Yeah.
It takes it. It's like a better conductor.
You fart on wood, though, you're literally, the air's just like.
Yeah.
Slaps the fucking wood, and then also the wood slaps you. It's a double slap.
It literally feels like the wall comes up and fucking swipes you right in the ass.
Yeah, dude. Like fucking, like you get hit with a bolt of lightning on your cheek.
I forgot what farting on wood floors was like.
Yeah. And it's tough too, because you could feel it moving through your cheek.
And it slides out of your ass to one side to one side. You don't know if it's gonna get the left or the right cheek, but it comes up, it's like,
yeah, it's like oop bah. And you're like, damn, dude, that hurt. What am I doing? Did someone smack me on the ass?
Dude, I don't know why. It's legitimately painful for a second. It's like you get like cattle prodded.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it feels
someone's
like.
Someone's herding cattle back there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you this. The other day. I'll tell you this. The other day.
Okay.
I was taking a shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And it smelled so insanely bad. That it eventually started to smell good.
Okay, this is impossible. All right.
I'm telling you, it was weird.
Okay, tell me.
It was weird.
Well, how did it start, though? Like, was it like a hard dookie?
Garbage. Rotten egg garbage. It's like burnt recycling and a doctor's glove. That's what it smelled like. It was a ridiculous smell. I was like, yo, first of all, it sounds like it. Yo, I was shitting and it smelled like I had been waiting in a waiting room for a half an hour past my appointment. I'm like, yo, it's starting to smell like old people. What is this? It was insane. I'm telling you. That's what it smelled like. And then at a certain point.
Man.
It's getting into my nose. It's getting into my nose and it's burning me. You
yeah.
know? Like you ever smell like ammonia and it like burns your nose for a second. So it burnt me. And then while it was burning me, my brain decided, let's just flip this into a good. And then I started to be like, I don't really mind that it smells this bad.
Yeah.
And then it starts to become a context with you, like, how, you know, this is bad, but like kind of like how bad it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You like to be bad.
Well, I've had feelings like that when you're farting in your room. And it gets so bad to the point where it's almost laughable. And you're just
like,
living it.
Oh, what am I going to do in here now?
Nothing I can do.
I got to move out now.
Yeah, but literally your room stinks for the whole day. Just from farting.
Dude, I've done this recently where I've been out and been drinking beers. You go home, you go to sleep, it's whatever. And then when I leave my room, I take a shower. And when I walk back in that room, first of all, the oxygen... minimal.
It's gone.
You
dude.
Can't breathe in there, and it smells like a hamster's cage. Okay? It smells like there's lizards in here. Okay? There's geckos afoot.
There's a terrarium in there or some shit. It just smells so bad.
It's a
bad.
Mini oasis for reptiles in there. It's a weird smell.
This is a point, too, where you fart so much. That you laugh after every single fart and you're by yourself. You don't even care.
Dude. The other... this is another...
Oh, my God. Farting is the best.
I hate to keep doing this, but this is a real story. The other day, I was just a gassy man.
Yeah.
When I drink a lot of water, it just like pushes all the air out of me and I just start farting. And the other day I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to record all of these. I deleted the ones that weren't good, but there was only one. I'll show you one if you want to hear it. I think I still.
Yeah. I get many of these farts.
You got mad serious, of course.
Of course.
There's one I have in here. You can hear it. Oh, these are, wait. Oh, this is it.
My man says very impressive before playing again.
It's like a little fart wizard before that. Very impressive.
That sounded like an old door hinge.
Do you think girls send each other their farts?
Nothing would be funnier if that were true.
I think that would make girls so much cooler.
Yeah, it's like, oh my god, Becky.
It'd be like, hey guys, what's going on? Fart!
Why do I feel like all girls' farts sound like that? They'd be like, fart! Farta!
Their fart says fart.
Hey, Gina, fart!
Oh my god, I'm so gassy. Fart!
Fart, fart!
Oh my god.
Fart!
Oh, we're grown men.
You know what's weird when girls put at the end of everything, too?
Yeah.
Oh my god! You're so wrong! Yeah. The word is wrong, and the word is God.
You were like, I forgot what
word. I forgot the word. I forgot it.
Yeah.
Oh, Noah!
Yeah, but seriously, I was in there, and I was just like, it was just a weird thing. You remember when I said...
Very impressive. What the fuck were you watching?
Curb.
Oh.
Yeah, I think.
First Curb was great.
Oh, not... Well, it was either Curb or Fleabag.
Fleabag.
Did you watch that?
I've seen Fleabag, yeah.
I watched the first episode.
Do you like it?
I thought it was like,
it's good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I thought she talked to the camera way too much in the first episode, but no?
Yeah.
She was just like, the whole time.
The first episode of Curb though was so overwhelming. It was nonstop.
It was hilarious.
It was one of the best Curb episodes in a long, long time.
Mocha Joe. Yeah, I love that shit. Oh, with the MAGA hat?
Yeah.
Oh, God. With the biker? Just be careful next time.
You know, just be a little more careful next time.
Yeah, that's a good show.
I want that car so bad. That little BMW smart car that he has.
I wasn't even paying attention.
Oh, it's so nice. Yeah. It's like a little small. It's a smart car, but it's just BMW.
You would drive a smart car?
Yeah, for sure.
I would never drive a smart car.
Why not?
Because if you bumped into a piece of paper, you'd die.
They always say that, but apparently they have like one of the best safety ratings.
But it's a tiny car. Yeah, I just feel like you get hit by a truck, it's like, you're dead.
Yeah.
But also, you get hit by a truck in a different car, you're dead.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but
you know, it's one of those things.
Fine.
Just one of those days.
Just one of those days, frog.
We're going to get to these sponsors.
Sponsors.
And then I promise we'll get right back into poop.
Yeah, we'll get right back into it. We've stepped away from our core poop audience, so we'll be back. You know what I mean?
So funny. Okay.
Fine.
Fart. Oh man, that is funny. All right, let's start this off. We got our sponsor today. We have Harry's Razors. Okay, Harry's wants to offer you savings. Okay, new customers get $5 off a Harry's trial set when you go to harrys.com/basement. Now, if you don't know what Harry's is, that is a they make these razors. They don't inflate their blade prices or add unnecessary features to their razors like flex balls or heated handles. I don't even know what a flex ball is, but it just seems unnecessary. Okay, they have just clean cut, amazing razors, and there's a 100% quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let them know and they'll give you a full refund. 1% of proceeds are set aside for nonprofit organizations devoted to helping provide access to better health care for men and veterans. So you're doing a good thing also by getting some Harry's razors here, okay? So right now, new customers, like I said, get $5 off a trial set at harrys.com/basement. You'll get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, and a travel blade cover. Join the millions of guys who are already shaving and go to harrys.com/basement to claim your offer. Okay. Next, we have Honey, which is a just like a shopping tool that you add to your browser. What's that word?
Search bar.
No.
Toolbar.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, it's toolbar.
It's an online shopping tool that automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart.
I really think it's toolbar.
No, it's this. It's the add-on plugin.
Plugin.
It's like
yes.
a Google plugin. Yes, exactly.
There you go. It's so smart.
But basically, like this thing, I have it on my Google Chrome, which I'm ashamed to say that I've only been using Chrome for like the past like 6 months.
Unbelievable
or something like
that. You've always used Safari and it drove me nuts.
Yeah. So Chrome is amazing because you get these plugins, and one of them like Honey was the reason why I got Chrome, because when you sign up and you get Honey, it's free, by the way. It will automatically find deals on whatever you're buying. If you're on Amazon,
it is awesome.
You go on Nike, you go on anything. Like it'll find a deal and it'll get you some money off. If there's any coupons out there, they scan like a bunch of sites and find the best coupons for you. And it's just amazing. And it does it automatically. It has over 100,000 5-star reviews on Google Chrome Store. Like everyone's using it.
That's a lot.
Plus, like I said, it's free to use and it just installs in two. Like a few seconds. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/basement. That is joinhoney.com/basement. If you're using Google Chrome, and if you're not, you should definitely use it. Definitely do get Honey. You're saving money without even realizing.
For
okay.
Show.
Definitely do that. Next, lastly, we have SimpliSafe, which is a home security system. With it, SimpliSafe, they use real video evidence to give police an eyewitness account of crime that happens. That means police dispatches up to 350% faster than a normal burglar alarm. You get comprehensive protection for your entire home, outdoor cameras, doorbell alerts to anyone approaching your home, entry motion, glass break sensors, guard inside. So they have all these things. They also have there's a 24/7 monitoring by live security professionals as well. Make your home safe, people. Okay. And it's simple, and that's why they call it SimpliSafe.
Yes.
Visit simplisafe.com/basement. It's spelled S-I-M-P-L-I, safe.com/basement. You get free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial. You've got nothing to lose. Go now and be sure to go to simplisafe.com/basement so they know our show sent you, okay? simplisafe.com/basement.
Yeah.
And that is all.
For that is all.
What
were we talking about? Farts?
Yeah. But also, yeah. I wanted, because speaking of the bathroom, mm-hmm. I was just in the bathroom, and I was scrolling on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
and this girl posted this thing, and this is what it said. It said, spoiler alert, we all die in the end.
I mean, that's trying to be...
Why would you post that? Why would you say that? What's the end goal?
I think I've had these struggles myself in terms of like maybe I've talked about like death too much, like in a joking manner, but I just think it's an attempt to be funny, but also it's just like there's no need, you know?
It's just so random.
It just sparks a conversation that you don't really need to have. Like, we all know we're going to die. Like, I don't really want to think about it, though.
Well, not like that. It's just, like, it's just out of place. Like, I'm on Instagram, and it's, like, I'm clicking through stories, and I see, like, your dog, you're at work, and then your coffee, and then we're all going to die. Like, what the fuck is that? Timeline. What is that?
It'd only be worse if it was, like, a picture of her fat cheeks. And it was, like, we're all going to die. And I was just, like, okay, what does this have to do with your asshole?
Oh.
You know?
Your J-hole.
Yeah, with your J-hole. I never understood when girls take pictures of their butts and, like... The caption is like something so irrelevant to your ass.
Yeah, like can we just talk about what we're talking
just
about?
Just say
here?
Your ass.
Just say here's the whole thing.
Here's the double peach, double cheeked up.
Here we go.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Let me. This is what you want. I gave it to you.
Yeah.
Don't give me this whole thing about take me back.
Take me back.
Like take me back to the summer.
Oh, to the yeah.
I'm like it's your fucking ass.
Yeah, you live in Los Angeles. It's summer all the time.
Yeah, just go to the beach.
It's 80 degrees.
Take a walk.
It's 80 degrees on Christmas Day.
Take me back.
Take me back. Oh, I'm missing the summer. You live in 80 degrees.
Look back. I would even take like a look back at it the summer. I'm like, okay, we got a double entendre.
Now
here.
We got, yeah, because look back at it, we're talking about butt cheeks.
Yeah, we're talking about butt cheeks, and then we're talking about other stuff. But don't give me this whole thing just like great vacation with
grandma.
Yeah, or yeah. And it's just like, that's your ass, dog.
Yeah.
Grandma got nothing to do with them cheeks.
Yeah, well, maybe. There yeah, probably
true.
Is,
that's true. There's lineage.
She probably passed on some booty meat.
There's lineage. There's lineage to cheeks.
Who gives you your ass?
Your is dad's, your mother's dad. No, that's what they say about your hair. I don't know.
Yeah.
You get your ass from your mother's dad.
Yeah.
My God rest his soul. Big old butt on him.
Big old fat thing.
Big old fat thing on him. So. God bless his soul.
On his stuff.
I remember the first time you saw my ass, you said, that's your ass?
What?
Yeah.
Was I using my hands
no,
to
no,
see?
No. I didn't have a towel in there, and I came out naked. You remember that? Before we went to see Star Wars?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, yo, I don't have a towel, bro. Like, I need something here.
And I said, that's your ass.
And you said, that's your ass. And I said, yeah.
Was I asking a question?
No, I just think that you thought it was a little more like defined and up than you thought it was going to be. That's kind of what you said.
That it was short?
Yeah, I thought you thought like my ass was going to be like a mess.
It was going to... Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, so like when it came out, you were like, oh, okay.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, you thought it was going to be gross. Which is fine.
I mean,
which is fine.
I would say, to me, it is. It's a hairy man ass.
Yeah.
Not my favorite ass.
Right. I'm not saying, listen, I'm not America's ass.
No, you're not America's ass.
But what I'm saying is, I could be Central America's ass.
Yeah, you could be like a Chilean ass.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
there was a beauty pageant.
I could make it through nationals, maybe.
Nationals is tough. Would you be able to compete? I don't know about winning.
What about qualifiers? I could probably get the qualifiers.
No, you could qualify.
Yeah.
But you're not winning.
But they do all the fake stuff, like they cap their teeth and stuff. Like, I would cap my ass.
What would you do?
I would wax my ass, first of all.
Well, obviously.
I would fully just get in there, get everything out.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, and that in itself is a month and a half kind of process there.
Oh, yeah.
We have to get a project manager in here.
The healing process alone probably take 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's going to be a bloody ass.
Yeah, it's going to be a bloody J-hole.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think...
Those are deep-rooted hairs.
Yeah, they're deep-rooted. They have lineage. Lineage as well.
Yeah.
Those hairs have lineage. Yeah. But
cut open your ass. It's like when you cut open a tree and you like count the rings, see how old it is.
This guy's got an old ass.
Count how long this pube is.
But I was just like, you know, that's my ass. I seen your ass.
Yeah.
It's kind of flat.
I'm a white male.
You kind of have a flat butt.
I don't have a nice butt.
I wouldn't say that it isn't nice.
I
think you have a perfectly good ass for your body. Like, you have a proportionate ass.
Okay. You're saying a man violently. Proportionate ass. Go ahead.
You have a proportionate ass.
Okay.
But I think you could even have an even cooler, better, hotter, fucking stiffer ass, you know?
You think I could have that?
Yeah. I think if you squatted more, you your fucking ass could be popping out the fucking gym, dude.
So I should do that.
Yeah.
I should.
Because I think, like, your legs aren't necessarily small.
No, my legs are huge.
That's what I'm saying. So let's build that ass up.
Greg yesterday was taking pictures of my thighs.
Yeah, I'm saying, yo, let's build that ass up and make everything fucking... Yo, if you just had a little fucking bubble butt, dude, you'd be fucking killing it, man.
What am I doing?
That's what I'm saying. Just squat a little bit more. Get some pistol squats out there.
Squats? What am I, a fucking Olympian?
You could do a pistol squat. I could do a pistol squat right now. One.
You can't do a pistol squat.
The leg straight out? Pistol squat?
No way. Danny, there's no way that you can do a pistol squat.
What do I get if I do it?
If you... this kid just ripped out everything. Look at this.
I'll be honest with you. I hate these headphones.
We're still recording, though.
Yeah, of course we are. I hate this. Pistol squat right now.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead. We're going to see Danny do a pistol squat.
I'm close. That's not my strong leg.
That's not your strong leg.
No. Look.
Uh-oh.
Give me 1 second.
Yeah. There he goes. He's down.
Am I down low enough?
No, not even close, dude.
Why not?
Because.
All right, one more time. I'm close.
Okay.
Ah!
Danny's yeah. Okay, he's going down.
How deep am I?
You got.
I was deep enough. You gotta give me that.
Danny, I'll give you half credit for those.
No, come on.
No.
One more. I got one more.
Get deep.
How deep?
A fucking pistol squat.
Yeah, but like ass to grass?
Ass to grass. Okay. Oh, I gotta tell you a story. Speaking of ass to grass.
Ha! Okay, here we go. Is this deep enough?
No, man.
Is this deep enough? What do you want from me? That was deep enough.
You have to be like parallel.
I was close.
I know you are close. That's why I'm saying half credge.
I think it's, I gotta be more farther back in my heel. Tell me when I can fucking come up.
Come up. Come up.
At the pistol squat.
All right. Kind of.
It's 90 degrees. What days? What times?
Yeah.
We got sponsors?
No. We already did those. Now Danny's just going to.
I don't know what more you want from me.
Congratulations, you did have a pistol squat.
The last one was good. The last one was good.
You hopped out of it, though.
Yeah, I did.
The Russian judge would have not been happy with that. So when you said... breathing, man.
Did like 9 of them.
Yeah. When you said ass to grass, I don't know if I told you this yet, but do you remember like we wanted to talk about something like in church? Oh, we were talking about suck it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. When
people were like telling people to suck it because of DX back in the day.
Oh, great times.
I was in church, right? And we walk in, and there's a kid sitting two rows in front of us that has a shirt that says, that just has a big X on the back.
Okay.
And then it says, your ass is grass, and I'm going to smoke it.
In church?
In the Lord's building.
Terrible parenting.
Not great parenting.
Like, why would you let your children do that?
Your ass is grass.
Yeah.
And I'm going to smoke it.
Yeah.
In church.
Yeah.
Lord, hear our prayer. You know what I'm saying? Like, fucking Jesus.
Jesus. See, I'm never going to be a parent that, like, is like a cool parent like that.
What do you mean? Like, cool with your kid doing that?
Just being like, yeah, I'm going to let him express himself. I'm like, dude, put a fucking polo on. Shut the fuck up for an hour.
Yeah, put on something that has no words
just
on it.
Just shut up. Just shut your mouth.
Just don't put your ass is grass and I'm going to smoke it on your shirt.
Yeah, and think that it's okay to wear to church.
Just not that.
If my kid came down with that shirt on, one, I would take the shirt off and I would burn it in front of him.
Yeah.
Just like, listen, I don't mind the shirt, but I do.
I mind the shirt.
What are we doing here?
My Keith also one time on picture day, because my dad didn't know it was picture day, and he was in charge of dressing the kids that day, I guess. We have pictures of Keith from
already
like second grade.
Yeah.
Ultimate Warrior t-shirt.
See, that's kind of cool.
But it's funny.
I know.
That, like, it's everyone's like in a polo or whatever, and then Keith's got.
What'd you have
Ultimate
on?
Ultimate Warrior. He was in a different.
Oh, grade. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So it was like different days. But it was just hilarious. My mom was pissed.
Moms got so mad no matter how good your picture was.
Yeah.
My mother never, ever once said to me, hey, great picture, Danny.
No.
Granted, they were all fucking terrible. But she made me feel so bad about my school pictures every year.
You didn't look great?
No, she was like, oh, showing your teeth. Or oh.
Oh, the show your teeth.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Whoa, man.
Leave me alone. All right? Bad enough I got to be only one of the only kind of brown people in the school. Now I got to show my teeth.
You do got to.
I got to show my teeth.
Yeah.
Try walking these hallways trying to keep up with these rich Jewish kids. And I'm a fucking middle class.
I got nothing to smile about.
I got nothing to smile about. These kids all got the red zone. I got to watch CBS.
I got illegal cable at home.
These kids got DVD players. I got a fucking CD player that said had G protection. If I walk one step, it would skip every 2 seconds.
What's G protection?
Supposed to say that you could fall downstairs and your CD wouldn't skip. My CD would skip all the time. We didn't have Walkman. We had fucking Jogmen. They were fucking bootleg as shit.
Do you remember MP3 players?
Yeah, guess what? Couldn't have one.
I don't know if I had one either.
No, because all my rich Jewish friends had them and I didn't.
is this whole yeah, is this Jewish tirade over?
No, it's not. It's never gonna be.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but nah, my mom was always so mean about my photos.
My Frodos.
I just tried to take a nice photo.
Yeah, I hated those.
She
man.
Tried to get me to retake a photo one time.
Oh, my senior photos for high school, I just didn't go. Like, we had it at one time during the summer, like before your senior year, and I just didn't go.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't really care about this.
I took mine, and like I had like the right clothes for it and like the right haircut, but I just looked like just such a fucking dick.
Dude, you should see my senior picture from high school. I look like such an asshole.
Oh, I'm the biggest cocksucker in the world. Like, if you see my picture, I just look like this kid is just a fucking piece of shit.
I just look like this kid. My face looked like a teardrop. Like, it was like my head was big and it came to a point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was just, and it literally, did you, you saw it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta find it. Oh my God. Yeah, I was just smirking. I'm not even smiling, not showing teeth. So obviously my mom was mad. And I literally looked like this.
Yo, I don't know what, like you said. What
the fuck am I doing?
I did that too. I showed teeth in my senior year because my mom reminded me. But I was like, Mom. People smile how they smile. What the fuck is... Why can't I show my... What is it? What do you want from me?
I don't like always showing teeth.
No.
That's too much of... That's too much excitement.
Yeah, and it's also like a sign of being a pussy.
What? Nah, just smiley man. Smiling's great. But you don't...
This shit's mad cute.
You don't like to smile, though.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not a big smiley guy.
You're like a... You do the Yugoslavian pose.
You know what I'm saying?
Dane just goes like this.
I like to goon out.
Yeah, at M&M World?
Yeah.
Never you know. You go to M&M World, Danny will take a picture in front of the pink M&Ms. Like.
Yeah, but you never know who's watching in these streets. You should know that.
Why?
You never know who's watching, though. You know
ever
what I'm saying?
To M&M World?
Yeah, fuck yeah. You ever go to Legoland?
I've never been to either of them.
Whoa, dude, you got to go to Legoland. You like Legoland more than M&M World.
Wait, what's Legoland?
I don't know. You just get on a fucking Lego train and go around this fucking store, and then you get to build Lego shit? Yeah.
Where's this?
The closest one I know is Ridge Hill in Yonkers.
Yay. Is it like a...
The place where you went to do the...
Yeah, the indoor skydiving.
Yeah, that thing. Place where you went to do that.
Oh, it's around there.
Same facility, yeah.
And I get to ride a Lego train.
Yeah. Yep.
You know I ate a Lego once?
Excuse?
It was blue.
Did you shit it out?
I had to. I don't remember, though.
Wow. I would remember shitting out a Lego. I would be on a hunt to look for this shit Lego.
Shago.
No,
but I did. I remember I ate a blue Lego. I don't know why. I remember crying because I was like, oh my God, what did I do? I thought it was a wrap. I thought my ass was like, you know, going to be just absolutely blown to bits.
Yeah.
But yeah. And there was another time that I actually wrote on my eye with a marker by accident. And I had just a, like a purple dot on the white of my eye.
Oh, you drew in your actual eye.
My eye.
Oh no.
What'd you think I meant?
Like on your eyelid. Like...
Oh no. On my fucking ball.
Oh my God.
I drew like a purple thing on my ball.
Did you tell your mom?
Yeah, dude, I was crying hard.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't have done that.
Probably shouldn't have. Yeah. And then I was in the bathroom, like, come on. And I was trying to, like, rub it, but it was just on my eye.
Yeah.
It eventually just disappeared.
I got, like, hot glue on my nose once from a glue gun. And it, like, ripped a piece of... Oh, my God! Yo, this one time I ate this fucking piece of really, really hot pizza cheese.
Pizza cheese.
So I was maybe 10 years old. No like beard or any facial hair to protect me, right? So I bite this piping hot cheese off of this pizza, right? And it somehow magically wraps around and sits on my face right here. Burns my entire face right here. I had a scab on my face the size of a fucking quarter for 2 months. Constantly.
How old?
Maybe 10, fifth grade, fourth grade.
Damn.
This whole thing was burnt from cheese. It stuck to my, it burned into my skin to the point where I was crying. I had to go to the hospital and my mom had to take me and they had to fucking scrape this fucking burning cheese off of me. My mom wanted to sue the pizzeria, but they couldn't because the box said hot pizza on it. Apparently.
Wow.
Yeah. It burned a fucking hole in my face right here.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and I had to put this white ointment on it for 2 months, and I just walked around just like a little cum-faced kid. I was just gross, disgusting. Yeah. And then I would, obviously as a kid, I would pick at it, stick my tongue in it, the shit would crack open. It was fucking disgusting.
Ew, you freak.
Yeah, I was a disgusting freak for 2 months. Basketball tournaments, all fucking burnt face. It's all fucked up. Burn my face, so. I really wish I was making the story up. I really do. Oh, another time too is so my mom, we used to live in New Jersey, and then we went on vacation, right? The only reason I'm remembering this is because I ate at the same pizza place that night. So I went and got pizza there. I remember that whole story. I was with a friend of mine, Keith. Shout out Keith. Used to call him the commander. I don't know why, but all right. But so we're in Sea Isle City in New York and New Jersey. And for some reason I get this bright idea to just call these sex hotlines.
Oh, I used to love doing that back in the day.
Oh, I called a sex hotline. I must have been on the phone for 2 hours. Forgot that phone bills exist. The person's house was my mother's close friend, and they got a notice in the mail, and their fucking thing, $175.
Back in the day?
Back in the day, I was on the phone with this woman for 2 hours talking about sex, not even jerking it, just giggling and laughing.
Wait, so which number? It was like 1-800-TIT-FUCK?
It was whatever ones that would come up on TV, like late night, like, hey, boys. Like,
yeah.
What's going on?
Like
1-900.
Fuck ass.
Yeah, like some shit like that. So I was like, yo, Keith, let's call these. So we would call them and just fucking giggle and talk all night. Like one of them was like, I remember I was talking to like some lady about like being like a golf caddy. I was like, yeah, like you could be my golf caddy and like carry my bags for me. And then we get back to like clubhouse. Like, what are you going to do to me? Like we were just talking about stupid ass shit, but $175 worth.
This is the one we used to call.
Oh yeah.
Reached 800 fat girl, where it's just so easy to stick it in your credit card. That is.
Oh.
I knew there would be plenty of our big and nasty girls to go all the way around.
Yeah.
So give it to me anytime you want. That's right. Just enter your credit card number at any time during this message.
Do it.
This call will be billed at $1.99 to $5.99 per minute. Depending on menu selection.
$6 a minute.
Yeah, dude. So that's probably what happened to me. I got $5.99.
1-800-FAT-GIRL.
Yeah, 1-800-FAT-GIRL. I think one it was like what, like 1-900-HOT-MESS or some shit. I don't know what
Hot Mess.
I don't know what ours was.
1-800-TIT-FUCK.
Welcome to 1-800-FUCKING-TIT-FUCK. Be porn. Yes.
Hi there, sexy. Yeah. Thanks for calling 1-800-TIT. Well, you know what you've called.
Oh!
I can't wait for you to bang my big tits around.
Whoa!
This is
a podcast,
this
for
is
God's sake.
This
is
a podcast,
sakes.
God damn it.
Okay. No, we just lost all our ads.
I also, yeah. We did.
I love how she was like censored and then just went
monetized.
Smack my big tits around.
She couldn't say 1-800-TIT-FUCK, but she was like, just mash them around. Kick them like balls. You know?
Just fucking punt my huge tits. Jesus Christ, lady. Unbelievable.
Line up and send them to the moon.
Just slap the ever loving milk out of these fat tits.
Oh my God, that was crazy.
Oh God, I missed those things, man.
I didn't know that was a real thing. Make one up right now and we'll see if it's a real one.
1-800-HOT-TITS.
Hot? Oh wait, no, I spelled it wrong.
Or hot puss, one or the other.
1-800-HOT-PUSS. Wait.
1-800-HOT-TITS or 1-800-HOT-PUSS?
1-800-HOT-TITS.
Welcome.
Hey, baby. Party. And I have an energy to keep you hard all night long. Yeah. I may be young, but I have the sweetest tits you've ever had your mouth on, baby, and I fuck like a whore.
Whoa!
That went way better than I thought it was gonna go.
Dude, that one is great. Which one was that? Hot puss or hot tits?
Hot tits.
Hot tits. Dude, holy shit. First of all, said she might be young, which is kind of scary.
Yeah, that one I was like, I gotta
hang up. Let's hang up. And then she was like, best tits you ever put your mouth on, and I'll fuck you hard?
No, she said I'll fuck you like a whore.
Fuck me like a whore, yeah.
Call back.
How much is it?
$5.99 a minute's not that bad now.
You guys take PayPal?
Yeah, come on. You guys take Venmo?
Oh my God.
Try 1-800 hot puss.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
1-800
hot puss. This has to be something. Hot puss. Come on, give it to me.
Oh, hi, baby. Looks like you caught me in the act of pleasing myself. Oh, I just couldn't help it. And you weren't here yet. My finger is wet because it was deep within the silky folds of my hot pink box.
My hot pink box! She said hot pink box!
She said it was silky!
She said she had a silky hot pink box!
She could have been a seamstress. She could have been a seamstress.
Oh my God.
Working on a nice dress.
In my silky hot pink box.
Oh,
oh my God. Why have you we- know what? Let's switch it up. 1-800 hot dick.
Let's go. Let's go.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I feel like I'm 4 years old.
I know. This is the most fun I've had in years.
Hot D I C K.
What's up, guys? What's up, ladies?
Hey, guys. Thanks for calling 1-800 Hot Dick. A place to find real action with real men. To make it even better,
is this gay?
Low prices. Yeah. So low, we're practically giving it away free. So cruise the party or talk one-on-one with the hottest guys around now.
Hot dick sucks.
Yeah, hot dick was like, it made me work a little bit. Yeah,
hot dick is trash.
There was no like imagination there.
give us like some whiff.
Yeah, sultry something. Sweet penis. Like, give me something.
Give me something. Like,
give me some verbs, adjectives.
Yeah, let me get a visual here.
Yeah.
All right, one more.
1-800 hot dudes. Hot dude?
Hot dude, yes, yeah, hot dude. 1-800-HOT-D-U-D-E.
I'm literally convinced if it's hot, anything four-letter, it's coming up.
Yeah.
Hello, and come on in to where our guys are ready to bend any way to please you. Enter your selection now.
This is Dan Aykroyd.
For the kinkiest experience of your life, you must be man enough to take it.
Oh!
Various callers, just enter your credit card number now, and let's come together.
That was too real. Yo, guys are not good at this.
Guys cannot talk sexy.
Yeah, 1-800-HOT-DICK sucks.
Hot dick sucks. Hot dude sucks. Hot cock.
Hot cock.
Hot cock is still out there.
Should we give him one try?
Let's give hot cock.
Okay, this is the
last one is hot cock.
This is the last one I'll do. 1-800-HOT-COCK.
Nothing so far has beaten sultry, sweet, whatever.
No, and what was that box. One? It was hot puss, right?
Hot puss, yeah.
We might have to call that one back.
Yeah, hot puss was great.
Okay, last one. This is hot cock.
Okay.
Hi, and thanks for calling talktome.com.
No.
Damn.
Discontinued.
Discontinued.
Yeah.
Shut it down.
The music was a good start.
Yeah, I thought we were going to get a dude high. That last guy sounded he sounded like he was selling like health insurance.
Hey, you guys want to come or what? Give us your credit card number or some shit.
You guys want to come or not? Hurry up.
You guys want to fuck a dude's ass? All right, give us your credit card number to suck his fucking bussy.
Oh, man. I feel like a child again.
Honestly, I had way too much fun doing that.
Yeah.
That was insane.
1-800-HOT-HOT-HOT.
Hot, you know what it is, but just slap the ever-loving shit out of my titties.
Yeah, just kick my tits to the moon, why don't you?
Just smack my fucking tits.
There was a payphone at the top of my block
those were the best.
And that's where we would make all those calls.
Oh, hey, God. Daddy. Everyone's daddy.
Yeah.
Hey, Daddy-cito.
That was so funny, dude.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Oh, God, a good time. Dude, what is it about that? That is just
I don't know. Not one part of me like would ever want to call that and get off.
Yeah. Hot shit?
Call hot shit.
Hot shit.
Yeah. We got the best things in doo-doo, daddy.
Hot
hot
shit.
hot singles ready to poop on you.
There's not, if this is a thing.
Hey, baby. I love to party.
Oh, yeah.
And I have enough energy to keep you hard all night long. Yeah. I may be young.
Oh, it's the same one.
Baby, and I fuck like a whore.
Yes, let it keep going.
Ooh, so if you want a hot babe who knows how to please her man, welcome to paradise. I'm gonna make all your fantasies come true. Ooh, if you've used this service before and you're ready to explode with me, enter your MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or...
Explode with me?
Yeah, that's a heavy...
You know who said that a lot? Kim Kardashian in her sex tape, and it really threw me off.
When she said exploding?
She's like, oh my god, I'm exploding.
I kind of like that. It's kind of dumb. I like explosions.
Oh my god, Ray J, I'm exploding. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird verb.
Is there a TNT in here?
Yeah.
Oh no, I kind of like explosion.
Oh my god, I'm gonna explode.
I'm gonna fucking explode! I just spit everywhere.
Yeah.
But that sucks.
Yeah, that sucks.
Hot puss and hot shit are the same.
Yeah, they threw us for a loop there.
Hot feet.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find weird ones.
Hot feet.
Look at my fucking call list. It's all 1-800 numbers. 1-800. All right, this is literally the last one. I'm so sorry, everyone. Even though this is great.
Hot feet.
Hot feet.
Best feet in the game, daddy.
Hi, and thanks for calling the nation's number one talk line since 1995. If you're over 18...
Since 1995? Damn, dude. Dudes are gross.
Hot feet?
Hot feet. 1-800...
Come.
Come face. Gotta be something.
Yeah, nah.
Probably. Or cum feet.
Nah, it's got a
cum feet. 1-800 cum face is definitely something.
Cum face?
Cum face or cum fast?
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I'm completely thrown off now. I'm getting addicted here.
Cum book.
Cum book?
Yeah, maybe you could book a cumming.
Oh, I thought you meant like cumming books.
No. Would you ever get a massage in your house? Like a masseuse come to your house?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I think that's a cool fucking thing. I wouldn't get him to jerk me, though.
Not in my house.
Not in my house. Can't come in my house.
Only I do that.
Yeah, please. Be gone.
Be gone. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Sick bastard.
I was thinking about doing that.
Get a masseuse to come?
Yeah.
They set you up. They bring their own, like, bed.
Table and shit, right?
Yeah.
Probably dough stacks, though.
I mean, yeah.
$100.
Actually, I don't know.
Fuck.
I haven't gotten a massage in so long.
Yeah.
I really like them. I might go get one.
Good for you.
Nice.
Good for you. Proud of you.
I just like when, like, the way you feel afterwards. You feel like you're like,
yeah,
glowing or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Last, I had a bad experience getting a massage last time though. I made like a video about it. Like, I got the shit kicked out of me, and I got burned.
Or they put one of those pebbles on you?
Dude, they weren't pebbles. They were gigantic boulders that they just pulled out of a volcano and put it on my back. And I literally thought I had burns on my back.
Jesus.
Like, it was like hot as shit. And the lady's like, is this good? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why. I'm just non-confrontational. So if someone's like, is this good? I'm like, yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And I was getting, and she was wailing on my legs, punching my legs.
Like, I've gotten like massaged, but like, I haven't gotten like full body, like every, let's get in there, like get gross. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Do you get naked when you get a massage?
See, I never know.
I would get naked. I'm trying to get my ass rubbed and shit, and like my hammies and all that shit.
I've gotten two massages in my life that weren't like athletic massages or some shit.
Right.
But like, I've gotten two massages in my life. Both of them, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to wear my briefs because I don't know the rules here. I don't want to be, it would be a weird to be like dick out. And they're like, oh no, we don't dick out in here. So I always keep them on just in case. And one of the times, you know, they just stayed on the entire time, and then the other time, they ended up coming off.
You got naked.
Yeah, I was naked.
It's hot.
Yeah, I got my butt massaged.
That's fire, dude.
Yeah.
But was it massaged that like your crack came open though too? Like your butthole was released to the world?
No.
See, I want
it's
that.
Not that kind of thing.
Crack me open.
Crack me open. No, it was just kind of like a rub up.
Yeah.
To your cheeks a little.
It's hot.
Yeah.
For sure.
But it was because she was like getting high on the thigh, and then she was like, I'm gonna get like oil on your like underwear if you don't mind or whatever. She's like, or like you could take them off.
You've been cupped before?
No.
I got cupped, and that shit is fire. It works.
What is it supposed to do?
It like breaks up like probably like scar tissue and just like tight muscle fibers in your back. It like pulls them up.
I just want those like dots all over me.
Yeah, yeah. I had them. I would look like a fucking stegosaurus.
I would love to just have dots all over me because I feel like people would think like this kid's an athlete.
Yeah, that's what I. Yeah, they were like, this guy's training for the Olympics.
Like, damn, this guy's a really good swimmer. Probably.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does work though.
I went to a God. What is his? Like, I guess he's like a physical therapist in a way, but he does these massages that are like, they're not fun. And I went there and I had a messed up shoulder. Yeah. I dislocated my shoulder when I was younger and my body was just kind of like off centered a little bit.
Yeah.
So when I was lifting, I would have pain in behind my shoulder blade on the right side.
Yeah.
And it was because of the way that my shoulders were aligned.
Damn. Do that move again. Damn, fire, bro. Look like Michael Jackson. God damn, killing it. Oh.
So I went there and he had my arm up like this. Like, you know, your lat comes out. Dude, he was literally grabbing my lat like a eagle. Like this. And like fucking it up. I was literally crying. I was like, and I had my arm down and he's like, can you lift your arm one more time? I was like, yo, just don't, please don't touch me again. I literally said that to him. Yeah. I was like, you're not going to do that
again. You're hurting me. Yeah.
I was like, you're not going to do that again, right? And he's like, no, I'm done with that arm. He's like, I got to do this arm though. And I was like, so then I started crying with this one too. I was in so much pain that I felt like I was going to start bleeding from my nose.
Yeah.
But I felt so good afterwards, but it's so painful.
It's extremely painful.
And I was telling him, like, dude, you have this office and it's like, it's really nice. There's like these little Buddhist things hanging around and like there's music playing. It's like a peaceful place. And then you rip my fucking arm off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you tricked me.
Yeah. Because it's like in my back, I had like down the middle. It was like two fucking flagpoles in my back. Like, it was mad stiff. And then with the cupping and the rubbing, that shit was just like released. And like my back didn't feel like a piece of metal.
Did you ever do acupuncture?
I have done acupuncture.
Never done that either.
I did it for my lower back. It actually works. But I don't know how much of it is a placebo.
Who cares? If it works, right?
I'm a firm believer in that. Yo, if it's a fucking placebo effect, who gives a shit? If it makes you feel better, do that shit.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
It just goes to show how much power you have with your mind that you can put physical...
That's the thing.
You could actually make your body do stuff with your mind.
Yes.
Like if you think you have a broken arm, like your arm's going to hurt.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, it's just like when it was like lice day. In like elementary school and they were checking for lice, like immediately your head starts to itch.
I can manifest myself to have a flu right now if I wanted to.
I could get a flu if I need. I could get a flu in 2 hours. What do you need? I'll get congested.
Yeah, I could. Fine. I could do it. It's weird.
It's crazy.
Like when I would stay home from school and like pretend to be sick, I would get sick. I think just God just didn't like me at this point in my life. But like I would just be like, yeah, no, I'm sick, and then I'd be like, oh my God, I'm actually sick.
Oh my God, I'm starting to come. I'm under the weather. What does that mean?
We're always under the weather.
Weather's up there.
Yeah. The weather is under from the weather. Skies, from the heavens above.
We're always under the weather.
Yes. Yeah. I want to
meet
that.
The man who's on top of the weather. No one's on top of the weather.
And another thing is, why do the people call people yella?
What?
Like, boy, you're yella. Yella belly. Like, you're yellow, like you're a pussy.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought this was like a racist kind of term here.
Maybe it was. I don't know. I wasn't alive in the 50s.
I have never heard anyone call anyone yellow.
Yeah, it was like, you're yellow. You yellow belly bastard. It's like Humphrey Bogart would say it to people and shit.
A yellow belly?
Yeah.
Winnie the Pooh.
I don't know. Piglet.
What'd you say?
I said piglet.
Oh, I thought you said picnic.
No. I said piglet.
I'm trying to go on a picnic.
Yeah, picnics are fire, bro.
Just with like cheese, crackers, wine.
Charcuterie board.
A nice, yeah, dude. Like jack cheese.
Yeah.
I had a charcuterie this past weekend.
You slut.
And it was so good.
Charcuterie,
there
dude.
There was like this fucking spicy cheese, and I was like, what is this? And I don't know what it was.
I love a spicy cheese.
Ooh.
Big fan of a spicy cheese.
When a white cheese just has random like green and red stuff in it. And I'm like, oh, this looks like a funfetti cheese.
Have you ever had jalapeno jam?
Nah.
Oh, my God.
does it taste like jalapeno?
Yeah, dude.
And does it jam?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I'm telling you, yo.
You put that bitch on crackers. Oh. You put it on crackers, guys.
So good. So good.
No, I've never had that.
You know what? I hate people that eat unsalted saltines. What the fuck are you doing?
Thing's a saltine. Don't unsalt it.
Nah. Unsalted butter, too? Disgusting. You need salted butter. You need it.
I think I may have.
You prefer?
Not that I prefer, but I definitely have it.
Okay.
It's good. Unsalted butter.
Unsalted butter? Ew. Country Crock? Remember that? That's not something.
What is that?
Remember it was like that tub? Like it would always come in that gray.
Oh, my God.
That gray bucket that was huge. It looked like a basketball hoop. And you could take it off and your dad would just go.
Yeah, and we're like, okay, this is paint.
Yeah, this is, yeah. This is not anything.
This is grout.
Like, no matter how hard it would get, you could literally put your hand in it and scoop out Country Crock and just plop it down. And it was disgusting. And what the fuck is margarine?
Is that not jam?
I don't know what margarine is.
What's
I know
marmalade?
I don't know what marmalade is, too. I think that's a jam.
But why is it not just jam?
And what's a jelly? Is a jelly a jam?
These are all the same.
I'm all jammed up. Marmalade, jam, jellies.
Marmalade, jam. What was the other
marmalade,
one?
Marmalade, jelly, jams, and...
There's another M.
Marzipan.
No, margarine.
Margarine.
Yeah.
I feel like marzipan's a thing, too.
Marazepam?
Yeah,
isn't
yeah.
Isn't that like a drug?
Yeah, it's probably like something to like help you...
I think it's like an anxiety medicine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's lorazepam.
Oh, no, lorazepam.
Lorazepam.
Lorenzo Pan.
Yeah, Lorenzo Pan.
Yeah, he's a nice Italian Asian man.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Lorenzo Pan.
Owns a funeral home. Good guy.
He's a great guy.
Good though, good though.
Parents, I've known his parents a long time.
Long time, long time.
Went to elementary school, his parents.
Yeah, yeah, good guys.
God rest his soul. They both died in a fiery crash.
Yeah, God bless his mother.
He's a good woman. On that note, I think we can end the show.
I remember his...
In loving memory of Lorenzo Pan. Well, actually, he's alive.
Lorenzo's still alive. His father...
Had to bury his father for God rest his soul. That's the price you pay for owning a funeral parlor.
Had to bury his own father.
He had to dress his own dad.
Had to dress his own dad. He had to dress his own mom.
It's unfortunate, but, you know, life goes on. The world keeps spinning and the clock keeps ticking.
That's right. That's right.
Lorenzo Pan.
Lorenzo Pan. God rest his soul.
No, he's alive.
Oh, that's right.
Lorenzo Pan Sr., maybe.
His real mother. You can find me at Daniel Priori on Instagram and Twitter. Make sure to go check out The Stank at The Stank Podcast on Instagram and our Patreon, patreon.com/TheStankPodcast. We just gave away $100 in Amazon dough. So we give away them big buku dollars up on there. So go check that out. And holla at your boy.
Yes. And you guys can go check me out at Joe Santagato. Go follow the show on Instagram at The Basement Yard. And go follow at Santagato Studios on YouTube. We have videos coming out every single Wednesday. So, yeah, that is all. All go check out Other People's Lives. We are back in action right now. The first episode, we had a master-slave relationship where the girl was walking around with someone's cum on her face. That's a real thing.
So dope.
It was crazy.
So dope.
But, yeah, go check out the show, Other People's Lives, on YouTube. Go check it out. And that is all. See you guys next time.